Ladies and gentlemen of the press, good afternoon. I'm just here to give you an update on the meeting that has just been concluded between His Excellency President Salva Kiir Mayardit, President of the Republic, and Her Excellency Ambassador Nikki Haley, the U.S. Permanent Representative of the United Nations. The meeting was divided into two sessions. There was an open meeting, an open session, in which beside the President was attended by the First Vice President, as well as the Vice President and other senior government officials. And then there was also a closed session that was restricted to His Excellency the President and Her Excellency the Ambassador. Overall, these meetings were constructive. They were quite fruitful. There was an exchange of views and opinions that we thought was important for the government of the United States of America to hear firsthand what the position of the government of the Republic of South Sudan is. The discussions revolved basically around three main themes: the revitalization process of the of IGAD, the issue of the permanent ceasefire or the cessation of hostilities, and issues of humanitarian access. These were the three main topics that were discussed. The President of the Republic took opportunity of the occasion to once more emphasize the commitment and the readiness of the government of the Republic of South Sudan to commit itself fully to the revitalization process through the high-level revitalization forum that has been launched by IGAD. As you are all aware, there was a round of consultations that were held here by the IGAD Council of Ministers with the government of the Republic of South Sudan, and they went back quite satisfied with the response that they got from the government. The government remains fully committed to that process. It will participate in the revitalization forum. The President also assured Her Excellency the Ambassador that the government, in conjunction with the commitment to dialogue within the umbrella of the Revitalization Forum, would also be observing a cessation of hostilities in order basically to create a conducive atmosphere for the dialogue, and also to show the government's commitment that all political disputes and conflicts in the Republic of South Sudan, as far as the government is concerned, can only be resolved through dialogue and not through resort to arms. So these two messages went down very, very well with Her Excellency the Ambassador. She also raised some concerns relating to problems of humanitarian access, but at the same time also she acknowledged that there has been some improvement in humanitarian access, but urged the government to do more. The President responded by telling her that there is a strong collaboration ongoing between the government of the Republic of South Sudan and UNMISS and the UN system in general. And as a result of this collaboration, we have been able to establish mechanisms that work jointly to improve and to address problems of humanitarian access. And indeed, there have been some improvements, but we acknowledge that more needs to be done. Another issue that also cropped up in the conversation between the President and Her Excellency was that the President also asked the United States, you know, to play a role in helping further improve relations between South Sudan and Sudan. The two countries are bilaterally doing everything in their power under their respective leaderships, you know, to improve relations. But we also feel that the United States can play a role by giving additional impetus to the efforts that we are exerting as two states. So these generally, in a nutshell, were the issues that were discussed during conversation. And the government is satisfied that it has been a very productive engagement. And this engagement is going to continue. I think the visit of Ambassador Haley opens a new page in terms of the engagement between South Sudan and the U.S. Administration.